This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. Supreme Court has declined to block a vaccine requirement for the state of Maine healthcare workers. Justice Stephen Breyer rejected the emergency appeal Tuesday, but left the door open to try again as the clock ticks on Maine's mandate. The state will begin enforcing on October 29th. Workers who do not comply risk losing their jobs. It was the first time the Supreme Court weighed in on a statewide vaccine mandate. The court previously rejected challenges of vaccine requirements for New York City teachers and Indiana University staff and students. Federal regulators are expected to authorize the mixing and matching of COVID-19 booster doses this week in an effort to provide flexibility as the campaign for extra shots expands. The upcoming announcement by the Food and Drug Administration is likely to come along with authorization for boosters of the Moderna and Johnson & Johnson shots and follows the okay for third dose for the Pfizer vaccine for many Americans who last month. The move was previewed Tuesday by a U.S. health official familiar with the matter. The FDA was expected to say that using the same brand for a booster will still be preferable, especially for the mRNA vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna. Federal agents have been carrying out law enforcement activity at a Washington mansion and New York City townhouse tied to Russian oligarch Oleg Deripaska, who is a close ally of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Officials would not provide any additional information about the circumstances surrounding the incident and their presence or any information about potential investigations involving